श्री गुरु चरण मंदिर मन प्रेष्ठाय भूतले रूपानु भक्ति च कृपा मूर्ति नारायणम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तरिंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस नम्र प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नित्याय श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड नित्याय श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत श्री Vaman Goswami Maharaj, Shri Gurudev, to entire Rupanu Kauriya Guru Varga, to Vargajins, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to Tlai Srimad Bhakti Kusum Shraman Goswami Maharaj, Tiruvavtiti, we are observing today, beloved disciple Srila Prabhupada, to Ekadashi Devi herself, and to Sri Krishna and Sri Arjun, between whom this dialogue took place, the Bhagavad Gita. So, the previous Ekadashi was Utpanna Ekadashi. So then we heard, the Vaishnavas had previously stated in Utpanna Ekadashi, the previous Ekadashi, they stated how Yam Maharaj, he was told by Vishnu, that if you really want to deliver all the living entities, then you take part in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela. This way, by taking part in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela, then by that Sankirtan, you can deliver all the living entities. And we also previously heard that when the gopis were performing this Katani Vrat. They were told by Vrinda Devi to worship Katani Devi. And then by worshipping Katani Devi, it is said that Krishna himself, to make the worship of the gopis perfect, he manifested Ekadashi Devi from his 11 senses. And then Ekadashi Devi, she made this Vrat completely spotless, perfect. And then Krishna ultimately, as we know, when he looked at all the gopis, then what happened? The gopis were filled with such effulgence that anyone else who would look at them, they would become blinded. In that way, no one could think of enjoying them or marrying them in any other way. So this way Krishna arranged for Ekadashi Devi to protect all the gopis. So similarly, in today's sthiti, Mokshada Ekadashi means this Ekadashi Devi, she gives moksha. But what type of moksha? No, generally speaking, there are five kinds of liberation. There is sarshti. Sarshti means to have the same opulence as Vishnu, as Narayan. And then there is samipya, means to always reside near Vishnu or Narayan in Vaikuntha. Then there is sarupya, means to have the same form as Narayan, similar form. In the sense, everyone in Vaikuntha are 400, but only Vishnu, he has the Kaustubh Mani. And then there's Salokya, to reside in one of the Vaikuntha planets. And then there is Sayujya Mukti, which is completely rejected by the devotees. This is like hell for the devotees. So you see, a pure devotee, he does not desire even these four kinds of moksha, liberation. He does not. There is like two types of associates in Vaikuntha. There is Seva Sukuttara and Prem Seva Uttara. In Seva Sukuttara, there, although they're serving Narayan, still they desire some slight enjoyment. They're completely pure, but still they desire some slight enjoyment. And Prem Seva Uttara, there, they're completely selfless in their Seva. But even these Vaikuntavasis, they cannot compare to the Ragatmik Prajavasis in Golok Vrindavan. So therefore, the devotees do not desire even these kinds of moksha. What do they desire? The only moksha they desire is that they can engage in the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. Only with the happiness of Sri Krishna in mind, not even their own happiness. So Ekadashi Devi, by properly following her in this way, then we can ultimately achieve this kind of liberation. Not just from the gross and subtle body, but to be, what is the meaning of mukti? Sarupena vyavasthiti. Moksha means sarupena vyavasthiti, that you are established in your sarup. That's the meaning of mukti. No? You're established in your sarup and then you serve Radha and Krishna in that way. So therefore, Ekadashi Devi, on this, when she appears in such a form, like previously she was born from the 11 senses of Krishna, Uppanna Ekadashi. And now Mokshada, she will give us this sarup siddhi if we really pray to her. And even sarup siddhi will not suffice. No, ultimately you have to be born from the womb of a gopi. And this is vastu siddhi. So therefore, ultimately, she can even give us this Vastu Siddhi also. Therefore, one sincerely prays to Ekadashi Devi on this sthiti, then he can get so much benefit. Or else, generally, you can see, like general history, it is said there was one king. He was very pious, but his father was suffering in hell because his father had some illicit relationships. So then now he asked Parvat Rishi, how can I deliver my father? And Parvat Rishi, he said, okay, then you follow this Moksha Ekadashi. Then your father can be delivered. He'll get Moksha. So this is the history spoken by Krishna to Arjun. This is like in one way to generally encourage people. This is like Lok Sangra, gathering of people. But the real meaning, we've heard, what is the real meaning of Moksha? It means to serve Radha and Krishna. So this way, this is the same tithi that this Bhagavad Gita was spoken. No. Like Bhagavad Gita's teachings are universal. There is not one single country where no one has heard of Bhagavad Gita. Even Buddha also, he got all his teachings of Buddhism from Bhagavad Gita. Once Buddha was preaching in Vaishali, in one city, I think in Nepal. There, when he was preaching in Vaishali, the one lady, her son had died. So this lady, she went to Buddha, she was crying so much, oh, my son has died. What can I do? What can I do? Then Buddha said, oh, your son has died. Then just bring me some salt from any house, he said. And the lady said, only that much? She said, yes, then I can make your son come back to life. But one condition, he said, that house from which you bring salt, in that house, no one should have died. Means in that house, they must not have any history of any death whatsoever. Then she agreed. And then any house she went to, she said, oh, has anyone died in your family? And he said, oh, yeah, definitely, obviously, my son or my father, my grandmother, someone or the other. She went everywhere. And finally, she fell at the feet of Buddha, saying, really, you've opened my eyes. So in Buddha, where does he get this inspiration from? What is the body? What is the soul? Ultimately, Buddhism has come from Sanatan Dharma. No. And we see the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Gurudev has actually given a summary of every chapter before even explaining the Bhagavad Gita in his commentary. He has described what every chapter stands for. Like the first chapter is Sainya Darshan, where Arjuna is looking at all the armies and he's seeing the 11 Akshauhinis of the Kaurav Sena, the 7 Akshauhinis of the Pandav Sena. He's becoming completely bewildered, saying, oh, if I fight in the Mahabharata war, there'll be Varna Shankar. Everyone will pollute society. So then there is Sainya Darshan in this way, and he's becoming completely bewildered. And Krishna is speaking some sense into him. And then there is Sankhya Yoga, second chapter. In Sankhya Yoga, Krishna is describing the difference between the soul and the body, saying the soul never dies, never is born, never can be killed, never can be burnt, never be made wet by water. He's opening Arjun's eyes. And then the third chapter, there is Karma Yoga, where Krishna is saying, offer all your actions unto me. This way, whatever you do, whatever you eat, offer unto me. And then in the fourth chapter, there's Gyan Yoga, where he's again, Krishna is speaking of knowledge, that by cultivation of knowledge, then ultimately you can transcend this material existence. And then after that, there's Karma Sannyas Yoga, the fifth chapter. In the fifth chapter, Karma Sannyas Yoga, there ultimately Krishna is saying that even when you do, previously he spoke of like some karma, but now he's speaking of Nishkam Karma Yoga. Previously there was like some tinge of Sakam Karma Yoga in the third chapter. Now he's saying completely even give up karma, he's saying Karma Sannyas Yoga. And then in the sixth chapter, he's speaking of Dhyan Yoga. Now you meditate. Now you meditate on that person, on that personality. No, he's saying now you gradually meditate. And then he's speaking on Vigyan Yoga. He's saying now you must have realized knowledge. Only if you have this realized knowledge, then you can proceed. Or else theoretical knowledge will not do. Theoretical knowledge is no knowledge, no understanding. And then there's Tarak Brahma Yoga. Tarak Brahma Yoga means how by cultivation of that Brahman, one can be delivered. So then he's speaking on those teachings. And then he's speaking of Raj Guhya Yoga. Raj Guhya Yoga means there's Guhya, Guhyatar and Guhyatam. There is confidential, more confidential and most confidential. So here Krishna is speaking on all these teachings. First he said Guhya, that you are not the body, you are the soul. And then Guhyatar, how to offer oneself. And Guhyatam. And he's gradually coming to Bhakti Yoga. In the 10th chapter, there is this Vibhuti Yoga. So then the Vibhuti Yoga, Krishna is saying that any opulence you see in this world, I'm that source, I'm the origin. No, like he says, of all the rishis, I'm Brihaspati. And then he's saying, of all the mountains, I'm Himalayas. Of all the rivers, I'm Ganga. Like this, of all the gods, I'm Shiva. This is Vibhuti Yoga. And then there's Vishwarup Darshan Yoga in the 11th chapter. So here we have to be very, we have to reconcile certain things. Like previously on Vishwarup Mahotsav, the Vaishnavas, they said even the Mayavadis observe Vishwarup Mahotsav. What is the reason? They asked us this question, no. Like in that Tithi, saying why do you follow Vishwarup like Mahotsav? Even the Mayavadis follow and they don't even know who Vishwarup Prabhu is, Mahaprabhu's elder brother. So why do they follow? What is the reason? So then it gets a little confusing for us, no? Because the Mahabharata battle took place for 18 days. And if it started on 2A, then how can Vishwarup Mahotsav take place like 2 months before when the battle only lasted for 18 days? So then we heard that history, that the Vishwarup shown by Krishna was not the Vishwarup shown in the Mahabharata war. But that was the Vishwarup shown by Krishna when he went as a messenger to the Kauravas. There, as you know, Duryodhan, he wanted to bind Krishna. And then Krishna, he showed the Vishwarup then, there in Hastinapur. So in that regard, they follow Vishwarup Mahamotsav. Not this Vishwarup that Krishna is showing to Arjun. Not this one. So we must try to reconcile. And then 12th chapter, he speaks on Bhakti Yoga. There he is giving the essence. The first 6 chapters are like Karma, Karma Yoga. If Gita is compared to a treasure chest, the first 6 are Karma Yoga. 6 to 12 is Bhakti Yoga and 12 to 18 is Jnana Yoga. So in this way, in the middle, there are these jewels of Bhakti. So then in Bhakti Yoga, he's speaking about pure devotion. And then in 13th chapter, he's speaking this Purush Prakriti Vibhag Yoga. There he's saying, no, what is this Mahamaya, Devi Eshamaya Gunamaya, Mahamaya Duratya, saying she cannot be crossed. And then he's saying, what are like the functions of Maya, how she's by her Vikshepatmika and Prakshepatmika Shakti, how she's covering the Jiva and throwing him into material existence. And then in the 14th chapter, there is Gunatrai Vibhag Yoga. So there in the Gunatrai means the 3 gunas, Sattva, Raja and Tamogun. So according to the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance, every Jiva is prone to act, is forced to act. So Krishna saying, Arjuna, you must rise above these 3 gunas. Therefore, that is Gunatrai Vibhag Yoga. And then there is Purushottam Yoga. So there in Purushottam Yoga, there Krishna is saying to Arjun that now you must surrender unto Purushottam, this personality. Now whatever I said about the Brahman aspect and Paramatma aspect, you must disregard and surrender unto Purushottam. And then there is Daiva Asur Guna Sampat Yoga. This is the 16th chapter. There Krishna is speaking on the different demoniac qualities and the divine qualities. Arjun, and Arjun is listening. And then in the 17th chapter, there is Shraddha Tray Vibhag Yoga. Means the 3 types of faith. Faith based on the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. And Krishna is describing the symptoms of every faith. And then he's speaking on all these things. He's explaining to Arjun. And then lastly, the 18th chapter is Moksha Yoga, it is said. How to achieve this liberation. And then Krishna is speaking the essence of the Gita and all these chapters. But when Gurudev said, although everyone speaks on this Sarva Dharma Parityagya verse, he said actually the essence of the Gita is found in the other verse. This Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskaru Mame Satyamte Pratijano Priyosime. In this verse he said, the essence is found. Where Krishna is speaking that how the Rajavasis absorb their minds continuously in Krishna. How the gopis are the best example. But Arjuna, he said, I cannot meditate on you. I cannot think about you in this Mahabharata war. So then Krishna told him, if you cannot meditate on me, then just offer your pranams. He said, don't do anything else. Madhyajimam namaskuru. Mamayusi sattamte. He said, I'm speaking the truth because you're so dear to me. So this is like the essence of the Gita. And also Gurudev said, one more shlok that you have to remember always, it speaks about Guru Nishtha. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanas jnaninas tatta darshina. That surrender unto Tattavidas who have realized knowledge. No. In this way, Krishna has spoken everything that we need. No. And even the his own reasons have been explained. Like Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chatushkutam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge and Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Duttanam Adharmasya. This way, everything is explained regarding his own descent, everything. But still here, Paritranaya Sadhunam means what? Not just delivering the sadhus from the demons, but actually this separation that the sadhus are feeling from him. He appears and relieves this separation. Because ultimately, what is the reason for his descent? Madbhakta vinodaya is to give pleasure to his devotees. So this way, the Gita is such a wonderful scripture. So much can be said. Even Anantadev with his thousands of mouths cannot describe this scripture. Such wonderful teachings. But ultimately, you see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Arjuna is telling Krishna that you cheated me, Krishna, by speaking the Gita to me. You are telling me to surrender unto you. There Sanatana Goswami is actually revealing the inner intentions of Arjuna. Saying, you're telling me to surrender unto you when I'm your friend. In this way you cheated me. This is what he told Narad Rishi. By giving me these instructions, Krishna actually cheated me. So we say that using Arjuna as an example, Krishna has instructed the entire world through this most beautiful scripture. And without this scripture, one can not even have any foundation also. Such a priceless scripture. Like the history behind the Mahabharata and so many things. Why Krishna did not take part in the battle of Mahabharata? Arjuna and Duryodhan, they came and they stood near Krishna. Duryodhan said, I'll stand near Krishna's head, not near his feet. Why should I stand near his feet? And then Krishna, he opened his eyes, saw Arjuna first. And then he told Arjuna that, ask what you want. Duryodhan, I came first. And he said, then you fight in the war. He said, I will not fight. Then Duryodhan said, what is the use of having you on my side then? Who will feed you? He said. Cannot even feed you also then, he said. Then give me your army, he said. Then Krishna gave his army. And Krishna ultimately, he came to Arjuna. So the Vaishnavas also have many times told us that Guru also, he gives this test to every disciple. You want my Aishwarya or you want my real Sampatti, my teachings? This is the real test for every disciple. So one is not cheated, then he will accept these teachings, all his achar, everything. Or else, he get the Vaibhav, Aishwarya, everything, and then he'll be cheated. So this way, Krishna is also showing to everyone. So in this almost auspicious sthiti, that the Gita was spoken, we can only pray. These teachings will also appear in our hearts. How many of us have even realized that we are not the body, that we are the soul? No. He said these are the foundational teachings, but how many of us have even realized that we are not this body, that we are the soul? So this way, today is this most auspicious sthiti. And today is also the disappearance day of Shri Bhakti Kusum Shaman Maharaj. So the Vaishnavas, they mentioned yesterday in Harikatha that today is his disappearance day. So, now I don't know much about Maharaj, but something like he was born in Bangladesh, he was named Kamu, and then this way his parents raised him. His father's name was, I think, Durga Charan, and his mother's name was Yogmaya. They raised him, and then his mother was especially very devotional, she said. So his mother had a big influence on him. And then when he finished his education, he was a doctor. They actually wanted to get him married. Then it is said on the day of his marriage, he ran away from home. On the day of his marriage, it is said he ran away from home then. Then actually he met even one disciple of Prabhupada. It was Bhaktivilas Parvat Maharaj. And then he was brought to Bhag Bazar, and there Prabhupada, he made him the assistant to Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj to serve in this Dainik Nadia Prakash. He was serving there. And also since he was a doctor, Prabhupada said, your service is to help all the Dhamvasis. Is to help all the devotees, give them proper medicine, treatment, and everything. So this way, this was his service. And after Prabhupada's departure, it is said, he took sannyas from Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj. He's written very wonderful books also. He's written a biography on Prabhupada. Then he's written the instructions of Mahaprabhu, Prem Samput. Gurudev also has mentioned his name many times in Katha. Gurudev would say that when I would go to see him, he would treat me with so much love and affection. Give me sweets. Gurudev would say, he's my Siksha Guru, he would say. So lastly, it is said that once one very educated person, he came to Bhakti Kusum Shraman Maharaj. Then he started staying in the temple for some days. And then Shraman Maharaj, he told this person that, oh, this place is a little dirty. So you must, can you sweep this place? He said, can you sweep this floor? And this person, he said, I'm so educated and you're telling me to sweep the floor. He said, I will not do, he said. That's how arrogant he was, so proud. He said, I will not sweep the floor. And then exactly after 20 years, they found the same person sweeping the floor in Howrah station. In this Howrah station in Calcutta, there he was sweeping the floor. And there he was crying, saying, this is my condition. He said, no, I'm sweeping the floor in Howrah station. So therefore, even any of the smallest services also that we get, we must not think in any way that they're insignificant in this way. So this way, Maharaj's Bhajan Kutir, is also right there near Prabhupada's bhajan kutir. It's right there. Prabhupada gave him place right near him. And then he had him, instructed him in so many ways. And therefore, even when he was given samadhi, when he disappeared in this tithi, on this day, he was given samadhi right there. Right there near Prabhupada's bhajan kutir. Actually, Prabhupada's bhajan kutir, we see there are two samadhis there. On one side is Bhaktivilas Tirth Maharaj's samadhi, on another side is Shaman Maharaj's samadhi. So he disappeared on this most auspicious tithi. So therefore, I can only pray that these teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, that Ekadashi Devi herself, and that these most beloved disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they can bless us in our journey, and that we successfully achieve our destination. Pancha kalpata rupesha kripa sindhe vijaya vaitanam bhavani pyoishne vyo namo namaha.
Omagi antim randasya gyananjana shalaka chakshur unmilita mena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Pancha kalpata rupesha kripa sindhu vyaye vacha Paditanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sistangdandavat pranams. Under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Rupanuga Guru Varga and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, once again, very auspicious tithi has come for us today. Another Ekadasi tithi. Today's tithi is Mokshada Ekadasi. Mokshada meaning giving of moksha, as we have already heard. Generally, idea of moksha of people is when suffering is ended, then that's liberation. But just because you're not suffering is actually like a incomplete understanding. Our Guru Vargas taught us that real liberation really is when we are situated in our real dharma, our real function, and therefore experiencing real pleasure. So, as already been explained, there are many concepts of liberation, and all of them, all these different concepts of liberation, this moksha, this Ekadasi can give. Krishna himself, in the Brahmananda Puran, has told that this Ekadasi is like Chintamani, can give anything. You cannot even calculate the merit one gets from just following this simple vratta. Simple because really what you need to do is you don't eat. But of course we know this is not enough. They said you don't eat grains or really like not even drink water. But we know real vrata, meaning whole activity, is absorbed in Bhagavan. So reason for not eating, reason for not engaging in the demands of your senses is really so that you have more time to engage in remembrance and engage in absorption of your service to Sri Radha and Krishna. So ultimately that is like the purpose of vratta. So according to the people's level, then this vratta can actually give not just the end of suffering, but ultimately like happiness. Not just even material happiness, but those specially seeking for spiritual happiness, then they will receive. The real spiritual happiness, that is when actually you taste rasa. So, now, a speciality of this tithi is, of course, on this day, Krishna has spoken the Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, we're celebrating, together with this tithi, the appearance of Sri Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is recorded in Mahabharata. Our Vyasadeva, or Srila Vyasadeva, this literary incarnation of Bhagavan, he has manifested all the scriptures. And we all know that he has divided the Vedas into the four Vedas. And after that, he manifested Mahabharata, all the other different, like Puranas, Upanishads, like this. But he was not satisfied until he manifested the Srimad Bhagavatam. So ultimately for us, highest truth, highest conception is Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is what we aspire to like learn. But of course, Srila Gurudev said, without understanding Bhagavad Gita, because this is like the foundation, then we will only have mundane conception of Bhagavatam. We cannot even enter into, he said the Bhagavatam is like a palace with like 12 floors, and these are the different cantos. So you can't climb over this or enter into this without first entering, understanding all the tattvas from Bhagavad Gita. And you know, in the Vedas, as expressed by Vyasadeva in so many like books, so many varieties of teachings are there. Our Guru Varga has explained to us that Krishna in Bhagavad Gita now made, he made a comparative study, a comparative analysis of all these different processes and given his conclusion. That's in Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna himself has gathered like for us what is really the ultimate like process. There's the process of karma, gyan. Ultimately, they can be classified into just three. Karma, gyan, and bhakti. That they're all there arranged by Bhagavan. They are taught in the Vedas because there are so many qualifications of the jivas. So accordingly, they'll be attracted to whatever level they are. And from there, they can upgrade. They can develop more. So karma, then if they following nicely karma yoga, then they can proceed to gyan yoga. And then if they're following nicely gyan yoga, they can enter bhakti yoga. But one thing is, we have to understand, bhakti does not really depend on karma and gyan. Bhakti is independent. And this, we also know that if someone is very fortunate and he has association of a bhakta, then easily he can be qualified to enter bhakti. What is only essential is that shraddha, that faith will be developed in that heart. That only happens when someone meets a bhakta. So bhakti is only coming from bhakti. Doesn't depend on karma and gyan. So ultimately, bhakti is the greatest. And this whole philosophy on bhakti, this is clearly explained or illustrated in Bhagavad Gita and encouraged there. So it's very interesting how this Bhagavad Gita is put in the middle of, or it's inserted in Mahabharata. Mahabharata supposedly was manifested. Like in this Kali Yuga, we know everyone's so interested with sex, violence, all this, fighting and conflict like this. So Mahabharata is so much of this, different levels of stories, very interesting, especially it's especially written for Sudras, it is said. Anyhow, it is in the most crucial time in the Mahabharata. Now, what is that? Now, finally, all the storyline now has reached the climax. And what is that? Oh, there's now a big battle. And So then everyone's attention will be there. Oh, what's going to happen now? Oh. And there, in there, then Krishna spoke. So it's like he arranged this. So then people's attention is now focused because it's very like suspense. So then now he speaks this Bhagavad Gita. And it's interesting because it's called Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. So when we say like, oh, Krishna sings in the middle of the war, like just before the war started, he sang. Actually, he may have sung it or not. What it really means is that whatever, as has been told by our Guru Varga, that in the spiritual world, everything, like all words is like a song, meaning very beautiful, very memorable, very sweet, and like touching the heart. Like any song, like a song you hear, you will always remember, and it will touch your heart, especially this, like God himself has sang this. So, and you can actually sing this. So today, all over the world, in honor of the Gita, and just like this morning, like, we all recited, we all sang this Gita. And we pray that really, it's not just enough to just like mechanically say all these verses, but really we pray that we can realize like all these teachings. And really that's only possible by mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas. Our Gurudev has written this very small book. Well, actually he's not written it, he has spoken, and his disciples have compiled this. But I've not seen like this like very little booklet. I've not seen any other booklet like have nicely explained the essence of Bhagavad Gita. We have this book, The Essence of Bhagavad Gita. No. Because like anywhere, someone can talk about, even some Gaudiya Vaishnavas also, they can speak about Bhagavad Gita, but they kind of miss really the main essence, not exactly like how Guru, and it's very good so that all the other Vaishnavas now can truly understand what is the essence of this Bhagavad Gita. Which for most people, they would say like, dharma. Of course, a real dharma, of course, is prem, but mostly it's kind of watered down just to say, the essence is dharma. And, what is like our duty? And at the end, Krishna is telling, give up all your duties, just surrender to me. As if, that's the essence, you surrender to Krishna. But really, Gurudev is showing the essence is that verse before this, because it tells what is the result when you surrender to Krishna. Now, it says that the Bhagavad Gita has so many levels of teachings. And in this way, Krishna is showing, according to your position, this teaching is for this. But ultimately, to bring you to the higher point. So, in Gurudev would always, in speaking of Bhagavad Gita, then he would always point to this verse, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasi satyam te pratijani priyosimi. Here there's like four levels of instruction. Ultimately, and this is what Krishna is trying to show, that that greatest is, well, he's telling this to Arjuna. Gurudev is telling that Arjuna is like the calf. And the Vedas is the cow. They're giving their milk. But actually, it's for everybody. Just using Arjuna, then everyone else can learn. So it's telling that, man mana bhava, absorb your mind in me. That is the greatest. And for us, we may not understand, like, what is that? And Gurudev would show, like the gopis, how is their consciousness? All the time, they're just absorbed in Krishna, like this. That means they're not forcing, they're not trying to regulate, they're not trying to do like some artificial way. It's just automatic. They're just absorbed in Bhagavan, in Krishna, in the sweetness of Krishna, like this. So that's why they're called ragatmik. So really, that verse is for ragatmik. It's referring to ragatmik brijbasis, and the highest, of course, like the gopis. Ultimately showing to us like, this is our aspiration. We want to be like them. Of course, if you cannot be, then from that point, that will be to your direction, your aspiration, but then a lower level to that, manmanabhava madbhakto. So now he said, oh, be my devotee. Okay. You're not ragatmik, but now, okay, be my devotee. And we know what it means to be a devotee. Oh, that means one who has bhakti. What is that? Anya bilasita sunyam gyan karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanu silanam bhaktir utama. Meaning, and actually, when we say also my devotee, meaning really they have this spontaneous love. So if they're not ragatmik, that means they have to be raganuga, like this. But of course, if you're not in that level, then at least, because now you don't have this rag. So then you cannot really claim that everything that you do is out of devotion, out of spontaneous love. Okay, then a lower level to that, what is that? Madhyaji. Yaji from, like yagya from is come from the word is yaji. Worship me. So when you say worship, that means there are some rules to follow, like this. So you're not doing out of actual like spontaneous love, but okay, now at least do something as your offering, as like a way to worship me. So this is like doing vaidhi, like vaidhi bhakti, like this. And in this way, you can go higher after that. But also, if not on that level, you say like, oh, I cannot follow all this. Very difficult. Then the last instruction, and what is that? Mam namaskuru. Then at least just offer yourself to me. Offer your humble obeisances to me. Really what it means is that just surrender to me. Okay, you can accept, oh, I'm nothing, I'm very bad. So Krishna, I'm worthless, I'm powerless, I surrender to you, help me, like this. Na means no, maha means false ego. So you have to come to that point of no false ego, you surrender. So from that point, just surrendering, then you can climb, your spiritual life can begin. Just begin with surrender. So this is like in essence in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, after this verse is the famous verse. That, this Sarva Dharma Parityaja. Give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. So that's why that follows after. So this is, Gurudev has nicely explained so many classes of Srila Gurudev. Telling this tattva. This is the essence of Bhagavad Gita and encouraging people to first just by surrender and just Krishna has promised. Actually, here Krishna has promised to Arjuna, you will come to me because you are my very dear friend. So if you're just following this also, Krishna has given that promise that for sure, he said, Pratijani, like I promised, I made this promise. Definitely you will come to me. This is ultimate liberation. Coming to him, meaning you will be welcome in that mandal of where there is this like service, this in prem. For us especially, we want to be maid servant of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, today very special, this Ekadasi and appearance of Bhagavad Gita, we actually can pray. And praying along with praying to Srila Gurudev and Guru Varga, that truly we can realize all these things and ultimately be able to taste this rasa, this prem rasa, where we can be serving nicely Sri Radha and Krishna.
Tibrandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरोत्तिषे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एथे गोसाई करी चरणवंदन जा हेते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कर नृसिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वाभिष्ट गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय जय मोक्षदाय एकादश तिथि की जय तिथि पालनकारी भक्तबिंद की जय समवेत गौर भक्तबिंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल
Today is Mokshada Ekadashi, also Bhakti Krishna Savan Goswami Maharaj disappears there. After Prabhupada Shastakur disappears, then Chaitanya Mahatacharya Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj. After disappears, then Bhakti Krishna Savan Goswami Maharaj, next Acharya. There, he appears on Annakut festival day, Giriraj Govardhan. And today, Mokshada Ekadashi in Mayapur, his disappears day. He is explaining, Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Karina Murte, Simati Bhakti Kusuma Samanaiti Namini, Shastragaya Rasagaya Namadhamma Paramparatmane, Sri Chaitanya Mahatacharya Devaya Prabhave Namaha. He is Chaitanya Mahatacharya continue following this Rupa Saraswati Thakur and his all teachings is following continue, and you also distributing. His childhood, his Annakut days, festival day appears, and childhood, his mother is teaching Kulam Pavitram Jananikitartha Vasundharas Sabastishtha Dhanya Nityanti Sarge Pitra Pitesam Jesam Kule Vaishnava Namadhyam. Mother is telling, oh, you are born my womb, you came my near, but you will be Vaishnava, then your four grandfathers, yadars, everybody will be very happy. And all generation will be happy. And you helping will be helpful for everybody. Otherwise, you are not following Vaishnavism and bhakti, then karmi, jnani, yogi, you will be destroyer for everybody. Your life will be hell. Then he is asking Mother Niyar, how I am will be Vaishnav? Then telling, you are serving in Vishnu, Lord, and then Vaishnavas, then they are accepting in you, then you will be Vaishnava. Then Mother Niyata requesting, oh please you give me grace, one day definitely I will be Vaishnava, and I am following this Vaishnavism and God. So he is 1920, matric, school final, his first division letter mark with his come. After his 1927 medical college, to he come out, he is now one doctor. So then his 1927, his Prabhupada near his came and meeting. Then Prabhupada giving name Krishnakanti Brahmachari. But Prabhupada teaching, you will be Trinadapi Sunicha, Tarrubi Soisuna, then his Harinam appears in your tongue, and continue chanting Harinam, and will be helpful for everybody. But no Trinadapi Sunis, no Tarrubi Soisuna, then not possible in staying in temple mot. Yeah, you are not will be sevak. Anybody not Trinadapi Sunis, then they are not sevak. There is temple for like his big weight. And ashram for there is like a destroyer. There all our nature is very strange. They are not happy, not pleased, then how can serving in temple and helping others? Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, first time to saying, this medical, this medicine, anything is this helping little bit is body, but on karma, medicine is not removing. And on prarabdha, aprarabdha not removing. Jiva, medicine taking, then not will be cure and pure. They are, took shelter in God lotus feet, Vaishnava lotus feet, following bhakti, all limbs, and then by God mercy and desire, there will be pure and cure. But at a time, any problems create, anything is happen, then you have no tolerance, no patience, then you are crazy dog. No, crazy people, no need. Like one time Prabhupada sending some places prachar for, then this They are crossing into the river, and then one boat with this, but that time is came a storm, wind and rain. Then everybody is saying, oh, sadhus are helpful for everybody. Then he is saying, okay, Krishna is saranagata, anybody surrender, he is saving and protecting and helping. No saranagata, then unun karma, taking his in ocean, yeah, river, yeah, anywhere, they are suffering there, and their life to life is only suffering. Then telling, Machitta Sarvadurgani Matprasada Tarishati. This Sarnagati sloka telling, happened just now, I will be die, death is confirmed. But you are took shelter, surrender complete, like elephant and crocodile, each other fighting. Elephant is took shelter at a time, Chakra Sudarshan is cutting this neck is crocodile, but saving this elephant. So telling that time, he is saying everybody chanting Harinam and took shelter in Krishna. Then at a time looking, oh, Krishna's mercy all are now is safe, protected. They cross river and everything. Sometime in temple, some new brahmachari, they are too much abusing, attacking after sujuitis, like beating, but Maharaj remembering, oh, Gurudev saying, Trinadu Pishunis, Tarabhi Shoishnuna, I am now testing, exam time come, I am now not chanting Harinam, I am forget my seva, I will be angry and disturbed and crazy, then that person is really my guru. He is stealing my everything. I am lost everything. Oh no. Now I am more will be serious. This happened. He is my teacher. Now which way? I am this fire side, yeah, guru seva side. Then he is not angry, not disturbed, respecting, and he toilets everything, and after his serving continue, more deeply, seriously. Oh, any problems, why come? I am not really goodly serving is Krishna, Mahaprabhu, no Guru Vaishnavas. Therefore this happened. Otherwise, how possible? Then he is more serious, more advanced, more smart. He is saying, oh, I am making some offense for Seva. Like Haridas Thakur telling, oh, I am hearing Vaishnava Parad, Vaishnava Ninda, insult, and therefore this punishment is good for me. At time Krishna gave me punishment. So saying, I am now not nicely serving. He is more serious. But after what happened, that person is too much abusing and hating and throwing shoes and beating. That person very happy. Oh, now I am now. Everybody is chastising. Everybody take care now. I am now authority. All am I under control. He is now big proud scum. So he is now going near Chaitanyamat garden, and only 1 day, 2 days, after 3 days, then at a time one big snake is come on top to tree, and he get coming down and he biting his not any other way, only head. Bas, he is now crying and suffering at every time, is death. So telling Vaishnava Parad, Vaishnava is not telling anything. They are tolerates everything, their patience. They are not telling this person is disturbing me, but Krishna not forgiving. Now Kal Sarpa is killing him, biting him. Now saying here, Jasmanno Dhyoti Loka, Lokanna Dhyoti Chajo, Harsha Marsha Bhayat Begoi, Mukta Jo Sa Chame Priyo, Samasatru Chame Trecha, Tata Mano Apmanayo, Sita Usna Sukha Dukhesu, Samasanga Vibarjita. Tulya Ninda Stutir Mohani, Santushta Jana Kenochit, Aniketa Sthiramati, Bhakti Mano Me Priyo Na Raha. Krishna Arjuna was telling, Arjuna, this, anybody, anytime sadness, a misery is come, happiness come, not will be involved with this anything. Any enemy, any friends, yeah, anybody hating, anybody insulting, torturing, not looking, not thinking, not will be disturbed. Summer coming, winter coming, happiness coming, sadness coming, that things equal thinking, but not look at this. Anybody too much glorify about after somebody hating, insulting, all time for fixed faith for bhakti, not little disturb, not distance going. So Maharaj, this Srimad Bhagavad Gita sloka and Gurudev, this instruction, he is continuing, he is following. Therefore, he never disturb anybody, but lifetime is many disturbance come. Any post at your position, yeah, any service with is getting your relation, meaning involved, then many problems create, many things coming, but not thinking about this. He is all time praying for others, telling anybody, insulting him, he is smiling and laughing. Then people think, oh, he is crazy and pagal. But Maharaj never is accepting anything. He is all time is busy for service. Telling, oh, he is all time telling, I am within Prabhupada, I am within my Guru Maharaj. But he is not respecting any Vaishnavas, not with any Vaishnava, only Gurudev, Gurudev, Gurudev telling. But he don't, he is not giving answer, but he is continuing chanting Harinam and serving. And he is respecting all Vaishnavas and Bhaktas. But all our desire, no, Prabhupada is now disappears. Now any other Vaishnava, Bhakta, will be there under control, under guidance. Prabhupada is sometime for here, after gone, then now new Acharya or Prabhupada followers, there is a senior and respected. But why not he is glorify other? Other Vaishnavas not serving, but he is saying all is including within Prabhupada, including within Guru, Gurudev. But people is many things complaining, telling, Jodhi Vaishnava Parad Uthayati Mata Upadeva Chindatar Sukhi Jaya Pata. Anybody continue insulting and blaming and complaining, they are slow, they lost his all Sukriti, all this Subhakarma, yeah, unauspicious vice, everything, then they are going lower, down. And after bhakti, bhajan, everything will be less. And after they are too much, will be disturbed. And after they run away, far away, far away from away. He is all time telling, Kaharana Karaninda Krishna Krishna Bale, অজয় চৈতন্য সেই জিনিবে খেলে নিন্দায় নাহি কার্য সবে পাপ লাভ অতএব নিন্দা না করে মহামহাভাগ। চৈতন্য ভাগবতম টেলিং বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর ও ইউ ট্রাই টু চেন্টিং হরিনাম দেন ডোন্ট ইনসাল্ট এনিবডি অল টাইম ইউ চেন্টিং হরিনাম এনিবডি ইনসাল্টিং বাট ইউ ইউ নট কেয়ার দেন ইজ ভেরি ইজিলি মহাপ্রভু উইল বি হ্যাপি অ্যান্ড মহাপ্রভু হেল্পিং টেলিং দিস ইজ নিন্দা ইজ ইনসাল্ট ইজ নট ফর আওয়ার বিজনেস ইয়ার সার্ভিস অনলি সিন ইজ কারেক্টিং অনর্থ ইজ কারেক্টিং মহাভাগবত গুরুবর্গ দে আর নেভার ইনসাল্টিং এনিবডি নিন্দাং কুর্বন্তি যেমুড়া বৈষ্ণবানাং মহাত্মানম পতন্তি পৃথিবী সার্ধম মহারৌরব সঙ্গতি হন্তি নিন্দন্তি বৈদেষ্টি বৈষ্ণবানাং অভিনন্দতি হ্যাঁ বৈষ্ণবান অভিনন্দতি কুর্দতি জাতি ন হর্ষম দর্শনে পৈতানি ষট হেয়ার স্টাইলিং বৈষ্ণবরা ধাউইস হ্যাঁ ভেরি ডেঞ্জার এনিবডি লিটল ইনসাল্টিং আফটার দে আর against and not following and careless after they are going down to down hell away hell is spent for door is open now therefore saying Vaishnavas you looking then no respecting inserting a jealousy hurt want and Vaishnavas not welcome for not you are happy and no worshipping and then anger fire with Vaishnava is not we are meeting telling there is now going is down to down on hell for telling this Bhakti Kusuma Swami Maharaj he is all time this press department and magazine, books, everywhere is proofreading and this Vaishnava calendar, bhaktis, all rule regulations, everything. How following and practicing the Dapa Maharaj teaching and Maharaj's own self is practicing also following. telling this life, not following this body, mind, all are followers of soul and pure soul. Therefore, he is saying no, anybody's footstep following, following these bhaktas and bhaktis. Rakshaksharantu sinnan vai tatha bhagavataritam pranamam purvamam tam khantam jo vadu বদেদ বৈষ্ণব হিসহ টেলিং বৈষ্ণবাস সমটাইম ইজ টেলিং ভেরি স্ট্রং অ্যান্ড স্ট্রেঞ্জ বাট অ্যান্ড দে গিভিং অ্যাডভাইস অ্যান্ড ইনস্ট্রাকশন টেলিং ইউ আর টয়লেটস দেন ইউর অল অনর্থ অটোমেটিক রানিং তো ওয়ান টাইম দিস দে আর নিয়ার বাই বেঙ্গল তারকেশ্বর ওয়ান তারকনাথ ওয়ান শিব ঠাকুর প্লেস দেন হিজ নিয়ার মেনি মেনি পিপল ইজ গোয়িং অ্যান্ড ডুইং ফাস্টিং অ্যান্ড প্রেয়িং ও ইউ হেল্পিং মি দেন সামবডি ভেরি সিক মেনি ডেজ দে আর ইজ ফাস্টিং অ্যান্ড প্রেয়িং শিব ঠাকুর নিয়ার দেন শিব ঠাকুর সেন্ডিং চৈতন্য মঠাচার্য শোভন গোস্বামী মহারাজ নিয়ার ও ইউ গো ইউ টেকিং হিজ চরণামৃত দেন ইউর সিকনেস অল গোয়িং দেন দে আর কেম অ্যান্ড আস্কিং দিস মহারাজ প্লিজ ইউ গিভিং ইউর চরণামৃত মহারাজ নেভার গিভিং ইস ও চরণামৃত ইয়া ওন রেমোনেন্টস এনিবডি অ্যান্ড নেভার মহারাজ সে নো সে নো শিব ঠাকুর গিভিং পারমিশন অ্যান্ড অর্ডার অ্যান্ড ইনস্ট্রাকশন you giving please but not giving then they waiting Chaitanya Math but Maharaj not giving anything this is problems then they are looking Maharaj is bathing is Radhakunda. Then they are that Radhakundas, Maharaj bathing and come behind to this Radhakunda's water. He stares his feet to wash the water he's taking. There next moment all sickness is gone. Very danger position, but he is getting his new life. After first he is helping Paramananda Brahmachari, Bhakti Vinod Puri Goswami Maharaj. After Puri Maharaj, all this responsibility giving in Bhakti Goswami Swaman Maharaj. He is then everything doing seriously. His lifetime continue this magazine and everything he is printing and helping. So training Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, the Navadvip Dham Pracharani Sabha, then he is giving his blissful some this like certificate. He is saying Prabhupada, Brahmachari Bara Siman Krishnakanti Iti Sruta Bhakti Shastri Chasan Bhakti Kusuma Iti Upayavaya Nadiya Prakashakya Patra Rajasya Sivane Nirato Bhakti Siddhanta Kusala Sajjana Priya Dhamma Pracharani Sangsadbhi Muda Vibhusita Upadeshaka Iti Ittyadut Upadhi Neha Sadhanam Ganga Purva Tatastha Sinabadipa Sthalepare Simayapura Dhamastha Punya Jogo Pitatame, Rasesu Bosu, Subrangsu, Sakabdi Bigati Subi, Halgune Purnimam, Sri Goro, Avil Baba, Basari, Sasavaputi, Nita Sirvadok, Siddhanta Saraswati. Prabhupada time, Prabhupada, this Gorpurnima, Vishwavishya, Rasavar, Patraj, he is giving him title Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Kusum. And his same Prabhupada, he is very expert for Bhakti Siddhanta. And he is all honest, everybody is, he is very close and near and dearest. This Jogapit, Navadvip, Dham, Mayapur, there is, he is continue serving. And Maharaj is the Premsampur, and there his purport is writing, telling Nayan Manjari Kripa Akashya Muri Rupadare Loya Jabi Sri Radha Gochari Hanadin Hoibeki Padatale Sthan Daniya Karibe Muri Kusuma Avan Suni Anandematiya Mukhapane Takaiba Ingita Lagiya. Then Nayan Manjari meaning Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, he is attacking him and telling, I am offering you Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari is near. And she is taking you, Radharani is near. And giving you shelter and giving order, flower collection for this Kusum, meaning this is hearing and Prabhupada desire with this is going and all time collecting flowers and all our heart offering Srimati Radharani's service for. Ingite Kareva Karja Tushta Habe Tumi Sakal Manivasam Dhanya Havami. So now, telling, Prabhupada hints is giving. This hints with his eternal service for Prabhupada engaging. Then Prabhupada entered Nityalila, then Kunjabhari Vidyabhushan, meaning Bhakti Viraj Tirtha Maharaj. This is called Kunjabhari Kunjo. He is, there is staying and telling, oh, this Kunja Seva, Radhikar, and all power, I am giving this Bhakti Kusum Swaman Maharaj. He, Maharaj is Kunjabhari Vidyabhushan Prabhu living time. He is, all charge is giving him, and then he is Chaitanyamat Acharya. He is also Bhakti Viraj Tirtha Goswami Maharaj near to took sannyas. Then his name Bhakti Kusum Swaman Maharaj. He is writing Prabhupada, this life or biography, চৈতন্য উপদেশ রত্নমালা প্রেম সম্পুট হরিনাম মহাত্ম নবদ্বীপ পঞ্জিকা বৈষ্ণব দর্শন মেনি থিংস ইজ রাইটিং অ্যান্ড আফটার অল ওয়ার্ল্ড বৈষ্ণব অ্যাসোসিয়েশন আফটার গিভিং হিম দিস টাইটেল টেলিং শিব যুক্ত ভক্তি কুসুম মহারাজ মহোদয়স্য বৈষ্ণব দর্শন সাহিত্য বিষয়ে সম্যক গুণোৎকর্ষ পরিলক্ষিত অত বিশ্ব বৈষ্ণব সাহিত্য সভাত্ম সবহমান গৌরবস্বরূপ বিদ্যাবাচস্পতি ইত্যাদি সাধারণ সম্প্রীতি দেন দে আর ইস অল বিশ্ব বৈষ্ণব রাজসভা গিভিং হিম আফটার বিদ্যাবাচস্পতি টাইটেল দেন মহারাজ অ্যাপিয়ার্স ইন অন্নকূট দে অলসো ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার্স গীতা জয়ন্তী মোক্ষদা একাদশী 86 ইয়ার্স এজ 1986 11 ডিসেম্বর দিস কুঞ্জবিহারী কুঞ্জ নৈশলীলা ইজ এন্টায়ার তো টুডে ইজ দিস গীতা জয়ন্তী মোক্ষদা একাদশী দে মহারাজ ইস ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার ইজ মায়াপুর দিস চৈতন্য মঠ তো টুডে দিস ফলোয়িং অলসো টুডে ইস মোক্ষদা একাদশী অল আর হেয়ারিং বৈষ্ণব নিয়ার নাও নেক্সট প্রোগ্রাম টুমারো গৌর প্রমাণ দে হরি।